I had a Evernote appear, and we'll find it a different place because I'm not going to go through that. Here we go. From a year ago in November, actually. And the verse that I read before the Lord spoke to me, I think, fits nicely with what Mary said. It's from Isaiah 41, 9 and 10, and it says, "From across the earth I brought you here and said, you are my chosen servant. You, all of you," God speaks to you, says, "You're my chosen servant. You are God's chosen servant." Now, you aren't Jesus, but you are his chosen servant. There are places where you are. And at that moment, you are the only one, because as Mary said, take those things that God has done for you, spread them around. Go tell it on the mountain. What's God done for you? What's God done for you? Because that's the thing. It's what God is to us. That speaks to people more than simply saying, you know, because a lot of people believe that God is, but he's real and he's personal. And when we know him as personal, then we have something personal that we can share with others. "You are my chosen servant. I haven't forgotten you. I haven't forgotten you." The enemy does his best to try to convince us that we're forgotten. When things aren't great, we're forgotten. I was lying in bed last night, and before I went to sleep, I wasn't going to bother Vicki because she might be getting to sleep, but I laid there and I just started to kind of chuckle. And the reason that I started to chuckle was I thought of all the major things that I have prayed for that did not go the way I prayed. And I was chuckling about that because they didn't seem to bother me because God's sufficient. And so I was just kind of going through this and this and this and this, and I'm just going, talk about opportunities to quit on Jesus. See, that's what a lot of times people look for, an excuse to quit because he hasn't performed. But it's not about his performance, is it? It's about him. Oh, we like the things he does. But I still feel the way I do. I feel the way that I did when I first began, was that even if I don't go to heaven, my life is so much better. I'll be plenty happy. I wasn't real theologically strong. I didn't know that my heaven was secured, but I wasn't even concerned about that. I was just grateful for the transformation, for the change in life, for the change in attitude. So it was foolishness in the eyes of other people, but to me it was, you know, it's fine. Well, then when I found out that heaven was coming too, great, but still for me then and even now, heaven's too far away to put all of my stock in that. I like God now. So anyway, I'm sorry, I'm taking off from this, okay? "I haven't forgotten you. Don't be afraid. I'm with you." Those aren't just words in a book. Those are the Spirit of God speaking to you anytime, all the time. "Look, don't be afraid. I'm with you. Don't tremble with fear. I'm your God. I will make you strong as I protect you with my arm and I give you victories." And so I was just kind of, I don't really remember what was going on, but I know that God in the midst of it just said, take a break. He said, "I am quieting your soul. Give me control." He said, "You know it, trust it, rest in it. No rushing. Be still, even as you move." Now, I suppose that in November of last year, we were a little busy. I think that was just after, probably, we finally had this formal celebration of Mom's leaving. I'm not sure, but I remember, I mean, I don't even remember this, but when I read it, I thought, oh my. And that's not God just speaking to me, he's speaking to all of us. Speaking to us. That's a daily thing, even when you're moving. Just rest in him. We can rest in him. Even when we're moving. Even when everything is not going just the way that we would like it to go, we can rest in him. It was a pretty picture when we finished worshiping, and I looked and there was Bob with his head laid on the Vaughn shoulder. Hanky-panky in the house. No. Rest. Love. The presence of God produces that. You know? It's a break. Take a break. Remember, a few weeks ago we talked about, you know, we could never spend enough time with God. We could certainly never spend too much time with God, but it only takes a moment to change everything. Just a moment. Just to look to God. Just to turn to him. Just to think of him. So many times people get trapped into thinking of what he has not done. You know? I prayed for my dad. I thought for sure we'd have a miracle. We did. It's not the way I prayed. But God somehow inserted an app there before there were apps that somehow made it, you know, stronger so that it would work better. And so this morning I was still kind of thinking about the list of things that didn't necessarily, you know, turn out perfect. But there were a lot of other times when we had, you know, the great miracle of someone's heart being turned to Jesus before they died. Hallelujah. You know, we prayed for Vicky's dad like crazy, and we drove home from Montana. Idaho, it doesn't matter. It was west, yes, you're right. It was Idaho. Everything east was Montana when I thought of you. Didn't we come up through Montana? No, anyway. Yes, we drove back from Idaho shaking our heads and of little faith, but still praying. And then God, bang. Yeah. What peace. Oh, what peace we often forfeit, or what needless pain we bear when we don't take everything to God in prayer. But things like that, you know, those are wonderful. Those are big, but you know, sometimes those things happen and we don't necessarily see those things as big because they aren't as big as what we were wanting. We want the Lord, don't we? That's the most important thing. It's all about him. It's just him. See, so we turn to him. We don't turn to the things. We turn to him. And so there were some of those things then coming. And I'm thinking, well, yeah, those were some things. And all those other big things that didn't work out the way that I would have liked them to work out, they turned into actually faith-strengthening things. And then God reminded me of when we were praying for Shiloh. He reminded me, because I remember very well when I was praying for Shiloh, saying, Lord, this has not gone well twice in a row. I really don't want the same result this time. And in the name of Jesus, my little Shiloh, lips came back to color. We were excited. We were glad, and we knew it was God. And I'm not saying that, yeah, it was the most important at the time, because now I got little Jackson. You know? Folks, it's not that we get answers to prayer that's most important. It's that we pray. And if we keep praying, we'll get the answers. But we absolutely cannot give up because the answers don't come the way we want them to. We cannot get rejected or dejected. We just keep at it. You know, you guys are studying, you know, Bill Johnson, you know. Have him try to explain why it is they have hundreds of people who are deaf that hear and his son doesn't. What meaneth this? It don't matter. Just keep praying. Just keep praying. And every time that you knock the devil out of the park, that's a rejoice. But no matter what, make a determination we're going to stay close to God. So, having said that, let's talk about time to go. Time to go, that's an interesting statement, isn't it? It's time to go. Sometimes you're ready to go. This morning the clock rang 10 o'clock, 9 o'clock, and she said, I know, I'm ready. Now, I didn't say anything, you know, but the clock said it was time, and she was expecting me to say, honey, I wasn't even saying anything. I know, it's time to go. Time is something that we often don't totally agree on, because for me, it's always been I want to be early because that's on time. On time's late, and late's inexcusable. And yet, sometimes my computer disagrees with me, and I am really rushing to try to get here in time. Had some time this morning, got over here. I could not find the checkbook. I had it in my hand. I know I did. I thought it was in the bag. Couldn't find it in the bag. Went home. I'm going upstairs, downstairs. Where I said, everywhere that you can think of, I was going to try to find that because it's time to go. I'm going to get a little flashing light for it because it's black duct taped. And it was sitting right on the top of the trash can, blending in perfectly. I lost conscious of it because I was going to confess to you that last week I came to church with two different pairs of shoes on. I had another pair at home just like it. I didn't notice it. I got home, I got ready, I got to jail. I'm there worshiping with the guys, and all of a sudden I see one of the guys in the front row looking at my feet. And he's looking at the guy next to him, and I'm not thinking too much about it. Finally, I looked, I said, oh! The first guy that spotted him thought maybe that I had some of those shoes. You know, they have some that one side looks one way and the other side looks the other way. But the more he looked at it, he realized I had two absolutely, totally, completely different shoes on. And I said, that got past my wife. I can't believe it. You know, she notices if my collar isn't straight, but she missed two different shoes. It was a great day. She could only see one shoe. Yeah. Yeah, you did. You checked me out today to make sure I had I was very careful to look and make sure I had both shoes, same shoe on. It was a great conversation piece. Some pods, I just went ahead and said, in case you haven't noticed, I got on two different shoes because they didn't notice. But that first pod, they got me. And they enjoyed it immensely. So when it's time to go, you just go. It's not always convenient. When it says Joseph, he was getting ready to go, had to go to Bethlehem. He said he took with him Mary, his fiancée, who was now obviously pregnant. Time to go. Can you imagine how excited she was? Time to go. Before Joshua was born, I had Vicky in a four-wheel drive pickup bouncing railroad tracks trying to get the baby born. She didn't ever want to go, but she was a kind and wonderful wife, and we went. Only once, though.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Then, of course, when it came time to have Jordan, we had to go to Aberdeen. A short trip. But we made it. That isn't what you said, but we were going. But anyway, it isn't always convenient. We have times in our life, before we came to Jesus, we had times in our life when it was time to go, and we didn't. We maybe brushed it off to the side, or maybe, there's people that are, they don't need to be born again. They brush off the idea rather than going to the Lord. But that's the best thing that we can do. There are times when everything isn't going right and we have prayed and it's time to go to the Lord and we just don't feel like it. We have the urge from the enemy to decide that it hasn't worked or it's not working or whatever, but it's time to go. We need to answer the call. It's time to go. When's it time to go to the Lord? Always. To be saved? Absolutely. But after that, it's a continual thing. We don't just rest on our laurels. Every year, and it shouldn't be that way, but every year I have to re-remember, Mary, did you know? Because I'm going to sing it for the folks at jail, and I sing it for the folks at the nursing home for the Christmas program. And so there I am, I'm re-remembering the words. I know all of the words, I just don't know where they all go. Did you know? Which verse comes where? If you start the verse wrong, you got to do the verse the way it was, but you just don't know where it is. It's like singing off of sheet music, little sheet music that's out of the hymn book and remembering to stay on the same verse at each part. So sometimes I miss that part. I put up another part with a part, We're just doing it, but you got to go. You can't just quit. We need to have a go power in our lives. We need to have a determination to go to the Lord. I can't imagine that Mary loved the idea of a donkey ride. When she obviously was more than obviously pregnant, she must have been close, because once she got there, of course, maybe a donkey ride's better than a bounce over the railroad tracks. It induced labor, but the labor waited until they had a place to lay him in a manger, to lay that perfect lamb. in a stone manger. You see, if we will just go, if we'll just go, we will behold the glory of God. If we will just go to the Lord, if we will just take a break, if we will just quiet our spirits, if we will just allow the joy of the Lord, there's joy in the name of Jesus. There is joy in the name of Jesus. There is joy in the name of Jesus. There is. There is. And that joy will break every chain. It will. And if we will just recognize the pause, recognize the rest that God gives us. Maybe it's only that long, but oh, it's worth going after again. Maybe it's, oh, Stone Cold or whatever it is. There's this ice cream place in Rapid that the kids took me to. And the first time you went, of course, you could sample a lot of stuff. And the samples were just little samples. I'm not big on... It's hard for me to really get the flavor from a little sample. But they would give you a sample, but they limit you on the number of samples because I would want to sample all of them, and by the time I got a sample of all of them, I might have all I need. But you know, I mean, it's to me it's like if I will chase that little break from God, that little peace from God, that little recognition from God that He just gives for us to taste and see that the Lord is good. You know, we'll just keep going back. We'll keep going back. You know, if you back when I was a kid, there were a lot of kids in the swimming pool at the time. You know, and they'd throw stuff for you, and so you go down to get it, and sometimes you couldn't get it, and you came up and right away you went back down to get it. You wanted to get that thing that was thrown to you. You needed to get it. Maybe it was a game. Somebody else was at. Whatever, you know. But if you didn't get it, you didn't come up and go, oh, fine. No. You came up. You're bouncing around. You're trying to see it. You know. Down you go again because you want to get it. That's the kind of determination we need to have about going to God. It's a daily reminder. It's not anything, but we should use every stimulus that we can to remember to do it. So Christmas is a good time to remember to do it, you know? Waking up in the morning is a good time to remember to do it, because here's the thing, if we do it enough, we'll always have that something. The more I seek you, the more I find you. The more I find you, the more I love you. That we, when I get up in the morning till I lay my head to rest, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. God, remind me I'm blessed. Because, this whole thing with Mary being pregnant by an angel, and then the angel, told by an angel, impregnated by the Holy Spirit, then Joseph being told by the angel, hey, it's okay. What do you mean it's okay? Do you suppose that in the midst of that he walked away going, did I really hear that? Was that real? Do you ever hear from God and then you get far enough away from that hearing from him that you begin to wonder if you actually heard from him? What he said isn't happening yet. I don't know if that was really him. Oh, wait a minute. Were you sure it was him when he said it? Stick with it. Stick with it. You see, there's so many things out there to try to rob us. And we just remember it's time to go. Time to go where? Time to go to God. Are you confused? Time to go to God. You're worried? time to go to God. Afraid, time to go to God. Disappointed, time to go to God. Whatever it is, time to go to God. Time to go to God. All the time. All the time, I tell them, there's not a pod that goes by that I don't remind them, you are not in this chapel because you decided to come. You're in this chapel because God drew you. You came from the pod to God. I am not God, but you came from the pod to God, and God is speaking to your heart. And you know what? They're always sitting and nodding. And then I remind them that if you're nodding in agreement, that's God. Because when in your life before did you ever agree with this kind of stuff? And they'll kind of sit back and they're, it's time to go. It's time to go to God. And when we are determined to go to God, then we will be comfortable telling others, you know what? I know what time it is. It's time to go to God. It's time to go to God. Not everybody will say, oh, yeah, that's a great idea. Some will say, what? What? Remember that Holy Ghost video that we watched on a Wednesday night once where I think it's Todd White, where he was going around all over the country. They were going into demon-infested places and praying for people, and the demons couldn't move. But God could. God can move in every circumstance. Now, I'm talking to people that know all this. We know all this. But I love it when God reminds me. I'm telling you that Evernote note that came up didn't come up on Evernote. Evernote, you got to go looking for it. The thing came up as a PDF download into my the reading book, Kindle. I turned on my Kindle and I had the normal things that I read, and there's a PDF in there. I mean, what in the world is that? What is that? An Evernote PDF? Where did I get? I don't even know how to get an Evernote PDF. I don't know how to download it anywhere. I certainly don't know how to download it into my Kindle, but there it was. I'm going to claim God on that. And everybody doesn't have to agree with me anywhere. But that's something I can say, you know, the strangest thing happened. Because a lot of people use their Kindles. And I can declare that my Evernote appeared in my Kindle. And God reminded me, take a break. What kind of break? Time to go to Jesus. Time to just let everything else go and just go to Jesus. And you can do this wherever you are, whatever you're doing. You can just go to Jesus. And it's okay to go to Jesus when things are good. It's okay to go to Jesus when you're happy. It's okay to go to Jesus when you're glad. It's okay to go to Jesus when you don't need a thing. Just go to Jesus. And it's obviously best to go to Jesus at all times. When you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I'll dry them all. I'm on your side, like a bridge over troubled water. I will ease your mind. Is that God or not? Is that God? Is that God speaking in Isaiah 41 saying, hey, from far across the earth, I brought you here. From Oregon, we're here. Thank you, Jesus. You're chosen. You are chosen. You are a chosen servant of God. You are as important. There is no such a thing as an unimportant servant of God. Take that in. It makes me stand up straighter. Lord knows I need that. He just keeps getting better. We know that. We know that. And it's always time to go to Him, because when we go to Him, we know it better and better. And when we cast aside every imagination that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, let God be true and every man a liar. Let God be true in every circumstance, just a circumstance. Time to go. Always time. And we've always got time to go to God. Always. We can go to God in the middle of a conversation with somebody else. We've all left conversations when we're talking to somebody before, haven't we? We have. We've just left the conversation and we've come back and said, "What did you say? Sorry, I was thinking about something else." Well, you know what? How about, forgive me, I was talking to God. It's time to go. It's time to put the pedal to the metal. It's time to increase in our trust and our faith. It's time to declare. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Amen? Amen. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. Remind us. Remind us continually that it's time to go. It's time to go to God. Even when it doesn't seem convenient, even when it seems that it will do in the natural no good, oh, that's the most wonderful place to go to God. And so we come to you today, Lord. We thank you. We thank you for your word that dwells in us richly. And we thank you, Lord, that you are the God who cannot fail, that you're never going to let us down. And we just love you because you are always present. And that's what's most important. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Was that for common knowledge or was... Okay, it's not a secret. I was trying to decide if I... Judy knows, right? They're having a birthday party for Judy at the Miller Fire Department. Going to get out the trucks, give the kids rides on the... No, I don't know. But Judy is turning probably 40 in Jesus. She's having a birthday on Thursday in Miller. This Thursday. The 23rd. Third, going to give her a week to rev up to the actual day. Hallelujah. Amen. If you need more information, Tara has it all.